This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. aircraft were heard last night and today roaring over frontline positions in northern Afghanistan. That's where Taliban troops are entrenched against the rebel forces of the Northern Alliance. Rebel leaders are quoted today as saying the Northern Alliance intends to launch an offensive within the next few days to capture the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Here in Washington, Bush administration officials are defending the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan against charges that it's not showing progress. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
New volunteers are reported to be showing up on Afghanistan's borders ready to join the Taliban. Is the Bush administration getting nervous about how the war is going?
Well, there's no question they could use some good news right now, Bob. The last week, it was mostly bad news. Lots of bombing and not a lot to show for it. Many reports of civilians taking the brunt of the punishment, not the Taliban. So when administration officials took to the Sunday talk shows yesterday, they did have to address concerns that the campaign in Afghanistan might bog down into a quagmire. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told Cokie Roberts on ABC that it is going very much the way we expected it would, that 3 weeks is not a long time by which to judge a war effort and that progress is being made. But there were expectations, even in the Pentagon, that this effort would have shown more results by now.
Is there any explanation for hitting a Red Cross warehouse in Kabul twice in 10 days?
Very little. The U.S. military is acknowledging mistakes when they happen, but gives very little in the way of explanation. They said in the case of that Red Cross warehouse that it was, quote, human error. That essentially means that the pilot did, in fact, intend to hit those buildings. It wasn't like the bomb malfunctioned. One possibility is that somebody forgot to take the warehouse off the target list after the first accident, so it got hit again. We just don't know. As far as these other civilian hits are concerned, one thing to keep in mind is that U.S. pilots in the first 2 or 3 weeks were striking mostly targets in remote areas, military airfields, radar stations, that kind of thing. Now they're focusing more on the Taliban troop concentrations, garrisons, vehicle storage areas, and those targets are closer to population centers. So therefore, the danger of what the Pentagon calls collateral damage is greater.
Muslim leaders are asking the U.S. and Britain to hold off on more bombing during the holy month of Ramadan. What's the response to those requests?
Rumsfeld was asked about that yesterday, and he seemed to just brush it off. He pointed out that the Taliban and the Northern Alliance kept going after each other through the Ramadan period in past years. He said, quote, "There is nothing in Islam that suggests that conflicts have to stop during Ramadan." But clearly, this is something the United States and Britain are going to have to deal with. Over the weekend, you had the Egyptian government warning that if there's not a bombing pause during Ramadan, it will be an affront to Muslims everywhere.
What about a shift from heavy bombing to more operations on the ground with U.S. troops?
We're hearing more about that. Senator John McCain yesterday said that he thinks, in his words, a very, very significant U.S. ground force will ultimately be needed in Afghanistan to go in and capture and hold territory. He said it won't be accomplished through air power alone. But the Bush administration clearly is not ready for that. The White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card, when he was asked about this yesterday, said, "Let's not go there yet." And Rumsfeld said, all he said was that nothing is being ruled out. You know, Bob, this reminds me of the debate during the Kosovo period when there was so much reliance on air power and a great reluctance to use ground troops. Now we're seeing that pattern repeated again in Afghanistan. If the results of the bombing don't appear more impressive in the next few weeks, I think we're going to hear this debate intensify, that the United States should move to more ground troops and not rely entirely on air power.
Any more about Abdul Haq, the opposition leader executed by the Taliban last week?
We do know that the CIA did, in fact, try to rescue him, apparently with one of these unmanned surveillance vehicles, drone aircraft, but too little too late.
NPR's Tom Jelton.